sugar, a lot of sugar, and build them up like that until we have a casserole about this bit deep.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put them in and bake them for hours until they're real soft and sugary and sweet. And we have that every Sunday of the world. Saturday, the cook makes candied sweet potatoes. George, if George is here, he takes them home with him. We'll have a great big thing of it. And they'll divide it around among the family and take it home for supper.
I said when I finish my thesis, I'm going to write a cookbook. Of all these
recipes.
Things that people tell me about how to make them.
Well, listen, how can I get a copy of it?
Well,
you're going to publish it?
I would love to. I may, write up a short article that describes, what I found when
I
finish and
you could
send it out.
The Savannah paper publishes all kind of things,
mm-hmm.
not only recipes, but I think they would like a little story
mm-hmm.
about your delving into the past and
that's right. So
and finding all kind of things that interested you.
Mm-hmm. So when I finished, I may do that.
With some of the newspaper people.
Mm-hmm.
And tell them you'd visited in Savannah and it had such a wonderful
mm-hmm.
time getting up old recipes and reviewing old family stories and
mm-hmm.
all like that.
Mm-hmm. I may do that. I still have quite a few more interviews to do, so I'm going to concentrate on getting finished with that right now.
And just take, if you got a recipe that you think is real nice, just make it a little collection.
Mm-hmm. I could do
that. You
right.
Have.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't give any names because that's just. Paint a picture of the time.
That's right.
Or the fact that in the South we still have these old
mm-hmm.
memories and these old recipes and things of that kind.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, in fact, all of what I'm doing now is confidential as far as the names are not going to be used at all.
I don't think it's interesting
mm-hmm.
to have the names. I think just the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just if you can just give the atmosphere of the time,
mm-hmm.
of the things that are, of the way people have. And
mm-hmm.
I think that the South is so, the reason they were so thrown on each other for entertainment and for everything. And another thing that my grandmother did that I think was so interesting, at night she had the slaves come in and learn. She taught them to read and write. Any of them who wanted to come, and they sat in her kitchen and she taught them to read and write. And she was a wonderful person
mm-hmm.
in her small way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, she never had any recognition. It was just Miss did this and Miss did that. But she wasn't a personage or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
She was just a woman of the times.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
did you grow any other kind of potatoes?